Okay, here's an attempt at Sugar in the Gourd with several different bowing things going on. I'm just going to play it and then I'm going to go back through and kind of break down what I'm doing where. And just know, normally I don't really spend this much time with a song. I just play it, and how it gets bowed is just what my head and hands and fingers do. But I'm trying to learn this bowing pattern, and so I'm forcing myself to be very analytical with this tune. So anyway, that's what's going on here. I'll try this. Here we go. Okay, so there's one run through, two A parts, one B part of Sugar in the Gourd. And so let's go about it slow, and here's what's going on with it. So that's basically the first two measures, and there is one four note pattern of Nashville in there. So that long, short, short. Okay. Measure three is eight eighth notes, and that's the first time that you'll hear this pattern that this whole thread is about showing up. Fiddle Pogo called it saw shuffle. Lee is calling it play three, slur three, play two. Anyway, the notes are, and how I'm playing it in that shuffle is, then measure four is. Measure five is another eighth note measure. So again, just because I'm learning it, I'm putting that saw shuffle or play three, slur three thing into measure five as well. And he goes. Measure six has a little four eighth note thing that makes me feel like should be Nashville. Can hear that. And then measure seven is another, and this is my favorite spot. This is my favorite spot for this saw shuffle or play three, slur three thing is coming into measure eight. So measure seven is another eight eighth notes thing and goes like again. That just feels so good to me right there. The B part is kind of mostly a combination of Nashville and saw stroke back and forth. So the first couple measures of that sound like. So that was measures 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, and then measure 7 and 8, which that's basically all there is. It's one B part. Mimic the end of the A part, and I'm doing the saw shuffle or play 3 slur 3 there again too. So that again sounds like. I did that wrong. Hang on. And one more. Yeah, blew it again. I'm learning this stuff. So that's how I'm doing Sugar in the Gourd. And again, the only reason I'm thinking about all this and trying so hard to really analyze what it is I'm doing with it is so I can learn this saw shuffle thing, just to have another tool in my bowing box, if you will. And again, when you get these bowing patterns to where they're kind of second nature to you, they just show up in the places that you need them to be. And it's just another way to express what's going on. I'm not this analytical with every tune I play. I'm almost never this analytical. So anyway, hopefully that helps a little bit. Fiddle on.